Turns into a bonfire. Watch your lyrics screaming. from creationist Christopher Shin.
R, I'm not attractive and I'm from Steel Curtain.
Me neither, R.
WRCT.
Pittsburgh, 88.3, R.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WRCT. That's the name of the radio station. Consolidation is the name of the show. Teratoma is the name of the band you just heard. A song called Oceanum Inferni from their Purulent Manifestations LP. Class Traitor before that with Painful from their new Calving record. Klexos before that, a song called Adiaphora from a compilation from Transcending Obscurity, their 2022 label sampler, which is available on their Bandcamp site for nothing, or some money. Before Klexos, you heard Tony Martin. Yes, that Tony Martin. A song called As the World Burns from a compilation called We Stand With Ukraine, a benefit compilation assembled and released by Dark Star Records. Before Tony Martin, you heard Adorak with Fire Will Cleanse. We started off with Bruda doing a song called Bruda from an album called Bruda, thereby winning the poker game. What do I need to tell you? I'm sure I need to tell you something. The David Pacman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ's studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society, airing here on WRCT, your favorite radio station, Monday through Fridays from 7 until 8 a.m. Get up and listen. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that many older adults are struggling to make ends meet, especially during the pandemic, but free and confidential help is available. Visit benefitscheckup.org to see if you qualify for benefits to pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Visit benefitscheckup.org. And you can visit wrct.org to find a playlist for this show, which will help when I'm trying to pronounce bands like this next one, which might be pronounced Vidmershi Schmat. Maybe not. I don't know. That is from a compilation that, well, I can't read the actual name because it's all in Cyrillic and I am dumb. But the name of the compilation is Map. This is part two of that series of compilations. There's three of them. They are also benefits for Ukraine, as put out by Ukraine bands and a Ukraine label. It's on Bandcamp. You should go find it. Really. Anyway, this band is maybe called Vidmershli Schmat. We'll be right back.
Such a brilliant in USA. Thank you. Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, corporate news media would like you to be alarmed about an extraordinary breach of privacy. It's the privacy of the institution of the Supreme Court, which one CBS expert told viewers has been dealt a body blow by the leak of a ruling overturning the landmark Roe versus Wade decision that allows the right to terminate a pregnancy to remain between the pregnant person and their doctor. Corporate news media are in high dudgeon about protecting people from invasions of their right to privacy. But again, mainly if by that you mean protecting Supreme Court justices and their right to never be confronted by people who disagree with the life-altering decisions they make. You almost wouldn't think the real news of the past week was the nation's highest court declaring that more than half of the population no longer have bodily autonomy. That's to say, now have less control over their own body than a corpse has, since people can refuse organ donation after their death, even if that would save another person's life. Elite media are interested in abortion as an issue, as a thing people talk about, but that it's not understood as a human right is clear from reporting, years of reporting, that suggests that for them, it's most importantly a partisan football, and any fight over it needs to give equal and equally respectful attention to both sides, even if one of those sides is calling for human rights violations. We'll talk about that with FAIR's Julie Holler. Also on the show, in corporate media land, it's controversial that people be allowed to determine whether or when they give birth, because after all, we care so much about the birthed. That sounds sarcastic, but it's the underlying premise of coverage of the shortage of baby formula, which incorporates an implied shock at the denial of basic health care, with another implied shock that somehow capitalism doesn't allow for all infants to be treated the same. There's really no time left for pretended surprise at system failure in this country. But we can still talk about journalism that shines a light on that system failure rather than an obscuring shadow. We'll talk with Tesneem Zakaria from Popular Information about applying a public interest prism to, in this case, the story on the baby formula shortage. That's coming up, but first, a quick look back at some recent press. Western media coverage of the death of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh, shot by Israeli Defense Forces on Wednesday while covering an Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank city of Jenin, demonstrated a careful pattern of avoidance of implicating Israel. Abu Akleh was wearing a blue press vest and helmet and standing with five other clearly marked journalists when a sniper shot her near her ear where the helmet didn't cover. On Al Jazeera for over two decades, Abu Akleh's work was known for giving a voice to Palestinians living under brutal occupation forces that have killed upwards of 50 journalists since the year 2000. Beth Miller, director of Jewish Voice for Peace, described as unbelievable a New York Times headline that said that Abu Akleh, quote, dies at 51, close quote. No one reading that headline would imagine that her death was not the result of natural causes, but a targeted assassination. In another Twitter post, the New York Times attributed Abu Akleh's death to clashes between Israelis and Palestinians, using a long-criticized phrase that obfuscates the systematic violence and